And now in the late session, Áine Hennessy presents a concert of traditional music recorded live at the Liberty Hall in Dublin.
A chardatá faltaróid ag an late session live. On behalf of the late session on RTÉ Radio, and also on behalf of SIPTU, we'd like to welcome you here to the beautifully refurbished Liberty Hall Theatre for tonight's concert. And we have a wonderful night of music and song for you, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy very much. We're going to start off with music on concertina, and we don't often associate the concertina with County Meath. In more recent times, I think County Meath would have been more associated with strong footballers than great concertina players. But a number of years ago, a woman came from County Clare to live in County Meath called Rena Traynor, and she taught music to many of the great young musicians who are now playing music in County Meath. And among those that she taught the concertina to was our first guest tonight. He released his first solo album last year, and it's entitled The Nervous Man, so it was with some difficulty that we persuaded him to come along and play for you tonight. Cruigie Fáilte Mór Leibhéal Roimh, Micheál O'Reilly.
Mahagui. Privileged to be here tonight with you. Don't often get to play with so many people. 3/4 an thamsin an sé cean cultí seoir an tanantáir agus chuil mé stáin gur chuil mé á cheol Paddy Kenny a dúsa ach caitan go leor daoine é agus an dar cean an sin dúdum Dom Grogans an tanantáir agus stáin gúte anam na heil lahí cheoltar as mé ó so Dermot Grogan as chunna bhí áthas an chónaí sna stáit éintithe na cobal bhíon agus an sin an cean dearnach last one is a tune called The Rambles of Kitty or Kitty's Rambles. I don't know which came first, Kitty or The Rambles, but they all went the same time there. A couple of hornpipes here. This is three actually, but that's an Irish couple for you. The first one is a tune called The Blackbird. There's umpteen versions of tunes with the name The Blackbird, so this is one of them. And there should be a few more as opposed to a couple after it. Thanks again. What was the last? The last tune is a tune called Mrs. Galvin's, I think. And Mrs. Galvin was a very kind of she's a legendary sort of figure in West Clare music, in that she knew all these tunes that, well, nobody ever heard before, kind of. It's actually ironic enough, she came from, Anya mentioned Rena Traynor there earlier, and she would have come from quite close to her, somewhere around Myasta, which is quite West Clare. Dan Marai le full mall at Thompshaw. The name of this is Colleen Das Cruise in the Mall.
Thank you. Thank you.
What were they? The last couple of jigs were, the first tune is a tune called Sports, which was written by Pazro Oreda. Great little tune. And the second tune then is called The Hawthorn Hedge. I'm going to finish up with this last set of reels, and thanks very much. I haven't had as nice a captive audience in a long time. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the night, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Well, we're off to Tipperary now, and to an area in County Tipperary which has always been very rich in music, the area around Nina in North Tipperary near the shores of Lough Derg. And we think of some of the great names of traditional music in Ireland who came from there, people like Paddy O'Brien and his father Dinny O'Brien, and Sean Ryan, and the Larkins of Gary Kennedy, and many other great musicians. And our next two guests tonight are two people who are very much carrying on and developing that tradition of Irish music in that area. Cormish Fáilte mar sin riamh Eileen O'Brien agus Deirdre McSherry.
Thanks very much. We don't often come to Dublin. I was saying that to Peter Brown, but I'm kind of half a Dublin person. My mother is from Dublin, so she moved to Tipperary many years ago via New York. But anyway, that was a long story. But anyway, it's nice to be here, and we're going to start off with a couple of jigs composed by my father, Paddy O'Brien, and the first one is called The Coming of Spring, and the second one is called The Black Loch, which is a lake up over Portrow. Thanks very much. Thank you. thanks very much. Those were three reels composed by a great fiddle player and composer. His name is Paddy Fahy, and he's from Ballinasloe in Galway. And he's a great friend of ours, and he's still playing away and still composing great tunes. And the first one, the first of those reels was called Paddy Fahy's Reel. And the second one is called Paddy Fahy's Reel. And the third one is called Paddy Fahy's Reel. We're going to play an air called The Buccal Quail Dove. And I learned this air from the singing of the Begleys from Kerry. And I believe you had Seamus Begley here a few weeks ago. And they're great friends of ours as well. So The Buccal Quail Dove. And I'm going to go into another of Paddy Fahy's reels after it. And guess what the name of it is?
Thank you.
thanks very much. That was a hornpipe called McDermott's, and I rang Joe Burke up to get the name of it because I wasn't sure of the name of it, and I knew that Michael Coleman, the great fiddle player, I suppose the greatest fiddle player of all time, recorded it. And Joe Burke informed me anyway that there were two hornpipes, because you see there's four parts, so he informed me that there were two hornpipes in it, and that up around Galway and that they used to call them two hornpipes, McDermott's and the Galway. But Michael Coleman recorded it and he made one hornpipe out of it. So Joe Burke reckoned like that the reason was that they had loads of hornpipes in Sligo. And they only had a few hornpipes in East Galway or that at the time. So they used to make two out of it. But anyway, I'm going to sing a song now. And the song is called The Mountains of Pomeroy. And I learned it from the singing of Seamus Begley. The lark sang in the sky. When the maid she bound her golden hair with a blithe glance in her eye. Far who beyond the gay green wood was awaiting her with joy. Renardine on the mountains of Pomeroy. Full often in the dawning hour, full often in twilight brown, he met the maid in the woodland bower where the stream comes rolling down. Far they were faithful in a love no words could e'er destroy. No tyrant's law touched Renardine on the mountains of Pomeroy. Dear love, she said, I am sore afraid of the foeman's force and you. They tracked you in the lowland plains and all the valley through. My kinsmen frown when you are mid your life they would destroy. On the mountains of Pomeroy. Fear not, sweetheart, he cried. Fear not the foe for me. No chain shall fall, whate'er betide, on the arm that would be free. Oh, leave your cruel kin and come when the lark is in the sky. And with my gun I will guard you on the mountains of Pomeroy. The morn has come, she rose and fled from her cruel kin and home. And bright the wood and rosy red, and the dumbling torrents foam. But the mist came down, and the tempest rose, and it all around destroyed. And a pale drowned bride met Renardine on the mountains of Pomeroy. An outlawed man in a land forlorn, he scorned to turn and fly. But To finish now with a few reels, and before we do, we'd like to thank you, your mighty audience. Thanks very much for your attention, and thanks also to the staff here in the theatre and the crew and the sound and everything. They made us very welcome here this evening. Thank you. We're going to finish off with three reels. They're composed by Paddy O'Brien, and the first one is called Easter Sunday. The second one is called The Four-Leaf Shamrock. It's a special kind of shamrock, grows around Gary Kennedy. And the third one is called Patrick's Night. Thank you very much.